This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do-or-die Game 7? A full week of a heavy-hitting back-and-forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
On our first album, we were living behind a dry cleaner on sleeping bags on the floor in downtown Los Angeles because we could rehearse in there at night. And the front half of the dry cleaner was the only part they needed. So it was literally warehouse floor sleeping bags. This is the part to talk about that goes with sports and influence, is that we never had a moment where we were giving up. Like, there was never a moment where I go, oh, this is too much, I'm giving up. I found a way, even being diabetic, to make it rock. But our first album we did was an independent record we did with our label and another small label. And we literally, on the day we were going in, I thought, man, I read all these magazines, Circus Magazine, Hit Parade, Rolling Stone, about all these people, and there was limousines and the, you know, private jets, all this stuff, right? I didn't know anything about it growing up. And I'm like, that isn't what we were doing. We were sitting on a warehouse floor in El Segundo, literally putting shrink wrapping our own albums, our own CD. Probably if you got the first record, one of our band members probably shrink wrapped that. So if you have a shrink wrap left over and didn't throw it out, you might want to get it. It's a collector's item now.
No, and I think you're right. When you talk about life and how, you know, sports and you know, whether in the entertainment industry. So as an athlete, as a rock star, as an actor, an entertainer, we all have different ways, but it's, the stories are pretty similar. Like, you say sports played a huge role in your life in shaping the man that you became, the success you've had at your profession. It's like we all, I think, in our different ways. For baseball, man, I wanted to escape. Soon as I got off the baseball field, it's like, man, I don't want to see anything baseball. I don't. I go home. Music was a way to kind of take me away from what I do. Probably the reverse for you. You're playing all day, every day, and you're just kind of, I need a break. Maybe you turn on ESPN, and you were the reverse of me, where that was your escape. My escape was listening to your records. Your escape is watching the highlights from ESPN tonight, see who won, who hit a homer, who scored a touchdown.
You are 1,000% correct. And I think for us, you know, in talking about this a little bit, you know, one of the things for me, music is something, as you can see, just even here in the office, just it's around me every day. And I live it. I love it. It's one of the things when I need to just let go, I pick up my acoustic guitar, walk around the house and just play, right? But sports was my go-to. It, like you were saying, yours was music. For me, we're on the road. I make the whole band and crew. I think I sent you a bunch of those pictures. Yeah. We're at every truck stop in America throwing baseball.
You make a catch. Yeah.
Yeah, we play a lot of catch. And I'll get a whole team together back where I grew up, outside of not just Butler, but Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, and that area. We go back there. We have a whole wiffle ball team with our Mechanicsburg baseball team, high school and junior high and all the little league. All of us get together, put together a wiffle ball. So, you know, we don't take a dinger inside of the, I said, dinger, but you know, a nice foul ball to the side of the face.
Right.
No, the wiffle ball's awesome. Less painful.
Yeah. And it's awesome too. You're talking about, you know, when you guys were first starting out and how rough it was, but you know, right. It's another similar story. It's like, going through the minor leagues. We have a little different of a, it's a little more structured. You know, you go to, if you're a player, you get a college scholarship or you go in the draft. And if not, you go to college and then you get drafted and you go to A ball and you work your way up. And the better you do, the higher you go. If you don't do good, you get fired like any other job in life. But I remember getting drafted out of USC, going to A ball. You know, I played there for a half a year. And you didn't care. I didn't care. Money didn't motivate me. Now, looking back, it's like, wow, I was so fortunate to make the living I made and get to do what I do. This is a lot of kids' dreams. I got to live it out. But right. You don't think like that when you're going through it. You don't think about other people and how lucky you are. You're just thinking, I'm grinding. I have a goal. I want to get here. Whoever your rock heroes were, like, I want to get to that point. And this is where we start. I remember getting to A-ball and going, and this is before they paid us anything in the minor leagues. I made $700 a month.
Right.
And they didn't take care of my housing. So you were on your own. You know, I got a little bit of a signing bonus, so I had a little bit of money in the bank. But I remember going the first day like, all right, where do I live? And they said, well, we got a 3-bedroom, but there's 6 of us. There's a couch. I said, I'll take the couch. I said, how much for the couch? They said, $200 a month.
Right.
No problem. You know, after the game, and back then it was just eat, breathe, sleep. It's just baseball. It's ESPN. It's playing those little, you know, the video games, the baseball video games. And that's all I did. And I wanted to watch ESPN because I wanted to watch the guys I looked up to, what they did tonight, who hit a homer tonight. I'm going to be there soon. And I didn't care about anything. We didn't have a car. We found a way. And it's like, you just grind it out. And that's the way it is. I try to tell my kids these days growing up, I said, it's part of the deal, man. You grind. You're paying right now what you're paying and you're squeaking by. This is paying for your future. And then you get there. And still to this day, I have a ton of memories when it wasn't big leagues and at an all-star game and on the, you know, in a World Series setting. I remember being an A-ball in Peninsula, Virginia, you know, grinding out. And I got an 11-hour bus trip. And it's not like the brand new cool tour bus. We're talking school bus that they might have put a couple cushions in, but you got 11 hours with a bunch of 21-year-old drunk ball players going from Memphis to Jacksonville.
Now that sounds like a good time. And let me add to this, every bit of it I relate to, sports, music. You even had, if you had a couch for $200, you were living high in the hall compared yeah. to, we had a sleeping bag, a cement floor. The shower wasn't hot or cold. It was just water. It just said water. And whatever you turned on behind the dry cleaner, that's what you got. But the thing you said that I hope resonates from us just talking about life to everybody listening is you find a way. You said those key words. You bet on yourself. You find a way when things were getting even tougher. We just had to be stronger than the storm. That's the way I always looked at it. And always grateful. Like, again, I say this from day one till now, I am grateful for every minute I get to play music. I get to be on the road. I get to do this with you. This is a good, this is bucket list in my life. This is a good day in my life. When we talked offline as well, I mean, that was one of the best conversations, a heartfelt conversation. And like you said, yours was baseball and your go-to was music. Mine was music and my go-to was baseball and sports. And I'm a big motocross guy too. So the first time I could, again, rub pennies together, I'm a ranch guy, like I'm an outdoorsman. So I got that dirt bike out and built a full-on motocross track. You know, I know I'm taking a left or a right, but those things wake me up. They motivate me. And again, we talked about this a lot. Being a type 1 diabetic, 6 years old, and you're thinking of all the shots you got to take, insulin, the blood tests. I'm like a human pincushion. That's what I am. And I had a choice, and my parents gave me this choice. There's a fork in the road. You're either going to be victim or victory. And I chose victory. They said, you can complain about this for the rest of your life and say, this is what I was handed, or you can take this and do the best with whatever you're given. And some days are just going to be tough and some days are going to be great. But that moment of pain can be worth a lifetime of glory.